This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. The current production of Macbeth at the Utah Shakespeare Festival is the Bard at his best, lean and mean. Macbeth is the shortest of William Shakespeare's tragedies. There are no prolonged existential soliloquies here. No to be or not to be nonsense. The few moments of introspection in Macbeth focus on homicide, not philosophy. Director Melissa Rayne Anderson skillfully heightens the impact of the play's brevity by driving its action at a breakneck pace, barely giving her cast members a moment to catch a breath. Macbeth is also a mean tale in thought, word, and deed. There is poetry in Shakespeare's text, as always, but the words here are grim. This play is full of people who reek of flesh, and especially blood. Equity actor Wayne T. Carr lends real humanity to Shakespeare's title role, playing Macbeth as an honest man seduced by ambition rather than a remorseless sociopath. Carr co-stars with the statuesque Katie Cunningham, who provides a Lady Macbeth who could easily tempt a man to commit the ultimate crimes of treason and regicide. Ms. Anderson bucks modern trends by choosing to emphasize the sinister nature of the play's infamous weird sisters rather than their sexuality. So their portrayals by Sarah Hollis, Emma Geer, and Betsy Mugavero are thoroughly creepy. Other cast standouts are Andrew May as the doomed King Duncan, Todd Denning as Macbeth's inconvenient comrade-in-arms Banquo, and Michael Ilitch and Stephanie Lamborn as Macduff and Lady Macduff. Repertory performances of Macbeth will continue at the Utah Shakespeare Festival in Cedar City through September 7th. If you're interested in seeing who might be the next amateur stars on Cache Valley stages, feel free to check out the Cache Theater Company's production of Frozen Jr. at the Utah Theater this weekend. As you might suspect, Frozen Jr. is an abridged version of the Broadway musical that is now being shopped around by Disney Theatrical for juvenile productions. The Cache Theater folks staged this show in late July, featuring boys and girls ages 6 to 13 who had attended their kids' theater camp this summer. This latest production will feature teens ages 14 to 18 recruited from all Cache Valley high schools. Given the talent we normally see in area high school productions, Frozen Jr. ought to be interesting, to say the least. Performances of Frozen Jr. will run from August 15th to 20th at the Utah Theater, and tickets are at bargain basement prices. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.